Focus. Focus. The tide is coming in.
But we've just begun our picnic. I'm not ready yet. We aren't done with our game.
But this is my spot. Collect your beach blankets and playthings while you can. For the tide waits for no man. They really should do something about it.
Can't they figure out a way to keep the water back?
Collect your belongings while you can. For the tide waits for no man. The long history of man's folly begins long before he was recognizable as a man. Alas, it is integral to his condition, unalterable by any artifice he might contrive. Though God gave him eyes to see and ears to hear, he remains oblivious that night is falling.
Can't it stay day longer? We're having such a wonderful time.
No. The earth is turning, 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 and night falls. It's time that you put your head on a pillow and go to sleep.
How can I sleep? The moon is so full, it's filling me with love.
Every full moon, humans and animals alike exhibit symptoms of lunacy, utter magic words and strange prophecies, and fall in love with whatever is nearby.
You think it's the moon's fault?
Do not underestimate the power of the moon. Do you not know that the moon controls the tides?
That's ridiculous.
How can the moon control anything? It's just hanging there in the sky. That's just an old wives' tale.
It's an urban myth.
The gravitational forces exerted upon the Earth by the Moon pulls the Earth's oceans into an ellipsoid toward and away from the Moon. As the Earth rotates, we move through the high and low points of the ocean twice a day.
But why is the ocean going away from the Moon on the other side?
Ask a physicist. He'll take the time to demonstrate how the gravitational fields of the Earth and Moon act upon each other in a dance of differential tidal forces while you walk away in mid-explanation. We can expect no better. The selfish self is selfishly uninterested in anything outside of the self. The wretched, naked self, trembling and glistening like a slug, retreats into a hard cocoon. Only to reemerge as a plague of pop stars, princes and princesses, purebred animals, each demanding to be the center of the universe.
answering to no higher authority than its own whims and impulses, squandering life on inane diversions and amusements. The purpose of which are to help ignore the creation, shutting out the awful truths of the ages, avoiding the conundrum of culpability. One may look away from the shadowy tidings that creep into the periphery of the mind's eye. But they never fail to reemerge elsewhere, in dreams, around corners, floating, and peeking into windows at nighttime. Twice a day, the tide comes in and washes away our iniquity, our achievements, our mistakes, our ambitions, and our frivolities. Twice a day, the tide comes in and engulfs the beaches, taking away the belongings left behind by the unmindful.
But I just bought that radio!
Those were Gloria Price beach towels. Very expensive.
The tide snuck up on my brand new Vigilante SE. I'm suing the city.
These belongings no longer belong to their owners. They belong to the sea. Children that are caught in the undertow and swept out to sea no longer belong to their mothers and fathers. They belong to the sea. The oceans will rise, and our cities, like Atlantis, will belong to the sea. But the tide does not just take away. It brings in seaweed, shells, jellyfish, sewage, and medical waste. Messages in bottles, long surviving their authors, are circulating around the globe, ever buoyant and unread. The oceans are teeming with nutrients, pieces of eight, undreamed of life forms. With such a bounty in store always, our days should be spent in praise and thanksgiving. There is so much to be thankful for. And throughout the world, there are so many people to thank that even if you were to live 1,000 years, you still would not have time to thank them all. If you were to write thank you letters to all who deserve your thanks, laid end to end, they would stretch out to the moon and circle back to the earth 50 times.
What good is the moon then? It just means more trouble for everyone and makes people go crazy.
We possess enough nuclear devices that we could blow up the moon if we wanted to.
Yeah! Then there'd be no more tides!
Then we can have our beach party as long as we want.
Why not blow it up? We have the technology.
It's an eyesore. It hurts my eyes.
But if they blew up the moon, there'd be no more love. If they blew up the moon, There'd be no more romance.
Why don't we just try it and see what happens?
What kind of Earth would it be without the movement of the tides? Without the rhythm of wakefulness and sleep? Without the breathing of every creature God has given breath? Who are we to presume to redirect the clockwork of the firmament, the ordained paths of the planets, the inexorable current of time? Let us then be reconciled to the moon in our short days upon the earth. Let us praise our Creator and return to our labors while we can. For the tide waits for no man.
Thank you.